Part 1. Storm. 677. Chapter 1. Sonk. Lands of the Aegirs. Sonk and Mildreth led the Aegir Khan to a spot sheltered by some boulders and a few trees. It was nothing like the forest clearing where Ramon had taught him to control his magic. The land of the Aegirs reminded him more of the Midas Steppe, empty and open, usually as far as the eye could see. The Khan had mastered defense against most attacks. Today, he had to defend against magic. Mildreth sent her attacks against him, while Sonk stayed by his side, instructing him, and ready to intervene if needed. If their Khan was singed by a blast of magic, the Aegir's tolerance of the foreigners in their midst would soon evaporate. He and Mildreth swapped roles. Sonk fired at the Khan from several angles, exposing him to an array of different-looking blasts. For his final task, the Khan had to defend against both of them at once. That was something Ramon hadn't been able to prepare him for. The experience made Sonk even more thankful for Ramon's tutoring. It felt strange that he was now passing on his teacher's lessons to someone else. He missed the Haskin sorcerer. The amount of time he was taking in Silb, the slow progress towards achieving his mission, such things were never far from his mind.
"I am most grateful for your efforts,"
the Aegir Khan told them at the end. The boy, for he was still a few years away from adulthood, always seemed to have a serious face, with arresting brown eyes that commanded attention.
"Thank you, Your Majesty,"
Mildreth said. Sonk smiled.
"I'm trying to recall how often I thanked my teacher for my lessons. Not enough, I think."
"You will get a chance to pass on your gratitude,"
said the Khan.
"True. Soon, I hope."
Sonk, Mildreth, and Heron were surrounded. 100 Aegirs stood around the roped-off area, eager to watch what transpired. 6 giant lizards of various shapes and sizes were led inside by their handlers, who gripped leather reins or metal chains. The creatures seemed docile enough, but it was hard to ignore their sharp teeth or their huge mouths, capable of stretching open so wide that Sonk could easily imagine being swallowed whole. Hamzat folded his arms and raised his chin as he looked at the three of them, a ghost of a smile on his lips.
"If you go to war with the Aegirs, you must learn to ride a lizard."
"No way," Heron said. "Get me a horse."
"No horse would travel with the Aegir horde," Hamzat said. "And for good reason. Our lizards are well trained, but they are still predators. If they decide they're hungry, it is difficult to change their mind."
"That's not reassuring me," Heron complained.
Sonk was in two minds about it. He had what he considered a healthy fear of the creatures, but the thought of riding one had an undeniable appeal.
"All right," Mildreth said. "I'll try. Which one?" "Approach the one that attracts you," Hamzat said. "But understand, a mount chooses its rider, as much as a rider chooses its mount. If a lizard decides he doesn't want you on his back, it is wise to respect that."
Mildreth's choice was the smallest of the options, lean, with a long tail and long legs that sprawled out to the sides. Its scales were a mix of reds, oranges, and yellows that reflected the sunlight. Unlike some others, Sonk had not caught sight of its teeth, but its claws were long and sharp. He held his breath as she approached. The handler passed her the leather reins, which ran up to a bit in the creature's mouth. The saddle set up on this lizard was minimalist, 2 straps that ran around its trunk, securing the seat. The handler went down on one knee, and Mildreth put a booted foot onto his thigh. She sprang into the saddle. The lizard didn't move, not even a twitch of its head.
"See how easy it is,"
Hamzat cried, as the Aegirs murmured their appreciation. It was enough to give Sonk the confidence to go next. He approached a green lizard that looked like it might be the comfiest